Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
I am so lucky today to be joined by Lisa Fong, the founder of Move It Mama, which is an organisation based around supporting women to look after their health and well-being at home. Thanks for joining us for Being Real Parents with me, Anna, and my colleague and buddy,
Kate. We work in the parenting space.
And it's here where we'll talk about our worlds as parents, the good, the not so good, and the hilarious, and mix this with what we know about behaviour and psychology.
Amazing. Hello, thank you for having me.
You're really welcome. It's so beautiful to have you with me. Excited.
Yeah, me too. It's been a long time coming, I think. It's been in the diary for a while.
And we like to work in advance. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Hi.
So tell me about the thinking behind Move It Mama. Where did this kick off?
Okay, so I have got four children, and back in the day there were four little children, and they're not so little anymore. So it was about 10 years ago. I used to be a teacher, primary school teacher, and then I started having my babies. And around after the third baby, I started in the first few years of having children, I kind of lost myself, lost my sparkle, I kind of called it. And after the third baby, I started to exercise, but mainly at home because I had the kids quite close together. And I remember a key moment. I was a bridesmaid at a girlfriend's wedding, and I remember being able to chat to all the adults there. And I thought, oh my God, like I'm back. Like I sort of, there was a time where I felt like a bit, you know, not really myself and just bogged down in motherhood and lost confidence. And I remember that moment so clearly. And I remember thinking, why am I back? And it's because I'm regularly exercising and I just feel so much more confident in myself. And then I went on to have the fourth baby. And during that time, I was like, oh, I just feel like I need to help. I love connecting with people and I love talking to people. And I remember going to like play groups and seeing the people, you know, the women around me feeling lacking that kind of confidence and sparkle and feeling like they didn't have energy or they were, you know, it was a bit, things were a bit negative. And I was like, I remember thinking, I just want you to come with me and I'll help you. And so after I had my fourth baby, I was exercising from home because I couldn't afford a gym and I had four kids, five and a half and under. And I was like, there's no way I could go to the gym. My husband worked long hours. And so I'd exercise from home. And a couple of the school mums were like, what are you doing? Because it was when working out at home wasn't really a thing. And so I showed them and they were like, oh my gosh, can we come over and do it with you? And I'm like, yeah. And then one day it rained. We lived in a really small house. And I said, why don't I set up a private group on Facebook? And then you can just stay at home and do the workout and watch me and I'll just share it with you. And that's how it started.
That's incredible, isn't it? Organic.
Yeah, it is. And it was a passion. And I remember it so clearly because I remember the first sort of week I had a couple of girls in this group. I called it Move It Mama. And there was like three of us. And then on like day three, there was like 50 because they told their friends and the school mum said, well, I want to do Lisa's workout. And then it just grew like that. And it was not really, Facebook Live wasn't really that popular. So it was kind of new to watch someone on social media. And it just worked so well because there were mums that had babies that didn't really want to wake their baby and go to a class, or they had the baby on the floor on the play gym and they could just follow me and I just was there for them, and it was just amazing. And I remember feeling so excited by it because it made me feel really good. Not the benefit, like I was just doing my workout, but the fact that I was actually helping somebody else this way, and it just continued and it filled my cup a lot. And I just kept going like that for about 8 months. And then I was going to have to go back to school and be a teacher. I was a primary school teacher, and my son, my fourth son, was turning one. And I had people at this point, there was sort of thousands of people in the group. And I'm like, I don't really know how many were working out with me. Sometimes I was a bit like, oh my God, they just looking at me laughing, or because I had the four kids around me a lot. But I had to just have faith because I was getting messages from so many people that I just did not know saying, thank you, you're just like changing my life. And can you please try and make this sustainable for you to continue? So can you kind of turn it into a business? And I'm like, oh God, I don't know how to do that. I'm not really business savvy. But if I can, I'll try, because it's just fueling me. Like, it brought me the most amount of joy. And I was like, if I can do this, I won't go back to teaching. So that's how it began.
Nice. And did you have an interest in like physical activity before PP, before the Bubbas?
Yeah. So as a schoolgirl, PE was like my thing. I loved PE. And then I worked at a gym for quite a few years in Wellington.
Yeah.
I've always been into sport. My sisters have always been into sport. We're quite sporty girls, and I worked at the gym while I was at university, that kind of thing, and loved it. And then I went on to teach PE in England. I think the penny dropped, though. It wasn't about, for me, it wasn't about like, I always think about this, like when I worked at the gym 20 odd years ago, no one really talked about how it made you feel. It was more like you just went to the gym because maybe it was a weight loss thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't remember. But what I remember, I've got this memory of, I was on the front desk at the gym, and I remember you'd say hello to the people that would come in and they'd swipe their card and I'd be like, good morning. And they'd be a little bit sluggish. And then by the time they left, they were just like, see ya, have a great day. And everyone was so much more positive.
And
I remember thinking, this is, exercise is such a key component to having a more positive life. And so once I started exercising, when I had the children, and once I started to, I got my sparkle back by regular exercise, that's when I actually really understood that it was a mental aspect for me. It wasn't really about getting back into my size that I wanted to be or my genes. It was more like, I am so busy with these kids, and I'm like an octopus with them, tending to their needs, caring for them. But if I can just give myself like 20 minutes a day to give myself a sense of strength and clarity and control, it will make all the other jobs, like the washing, the nappies, the entertaining them, the snacks. So it will feel so much better for me because I've looked after myself. So, and then I'll be a better mum, a better partner, and I'd be a better person for my friends. And it would just be a domino effect. So I think once I worked out why it was so important to exercise, that's when it became such a passion that I wanted to share. It was more about, actually mentally, we need to do this to be a better person.
You're listening to Being Real Parents on Plains Media, broadcasting on 96.9 FM, streaming live and available as a podcast on plains.org.nz.
So in terms of a realistic and kind of a sustainable approach to exercise, what might that look like for women when, you know, family life is so unpredictable and busy?
Yeah, I think this is a really good question, because I think that especially with social media and all the we're so bombarded with, we should be doing this and that and this and that, and we're like, I can't even breathe because I'm so busy.
Yeah.
I think we need to let go of all the society's expectations, and I think we need to find a ritual that works for you. And I think it needs to be something that you feel a sense of achievement. I think that I wouldn't tell you to go, you need to do 5 high intensity workouts a week, because that's not sustainable and that's not enjoyable, and you wouldn't want to do that. So I think it's really, once you let go of that barrier, and you also realize that you don't actually have to slog yourself to exercise. Once you let go, I think back in the day we had this idea, we've got to like work out for an hour and get really sweaty and puffy. We don't need to do that. So I think we need to go like, okay, I have a toolkit, and I've made this up from what makes me feel my best. I love to walk. So I make sure I walk a few times a week for 40 minutes, and I walk quite fast. I love that. It makes me feel good. We need to do a bit of lifting some weights. So maybe 20 minutes of lifting some weights. We might, if we don't have weights, we could just do sort of 20 minutes of some squats and lunges and press ups. And you can use an incline. You don't have to go to the ground. If you can't press up, you know, on the ground, you can start with an incline on a table. I feel like we need to feel a sense of achievement to make it sustainable. Because if we're trying to follow someone and we cannot do it, it's going to make us feel not great. We won't feel good about ourselves, so we'll just let it go. But if you can just like break down those barriers and be and just do something that is, you know, that makes us feel good, and that don't do something too hard for you. Like, you've got to kind of tap into actually don't compare against anybody else. Like, just find yourself where you're at and be happy with that. And then you'll feel a sense of achievement and it will be more sustainable. And also, I think once we realize that it's a lifelong journey, it's not just like a quick fix. Like, I'm doing this today because it's going to make me feel better for this afternoon for school pickup. It's going to make me feel more positive. Like, how, what a privilege it is that we can do that to make us happier. So when we start to like think about how much of a privilege it is to be able to be in the position to move our body, I think, and it, like, how can you not? Because we've only got one body. I mean, my husband got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 2 years ago. He can't do hardly anything like that. He can't. He's just learning to walk again pretty much. So I think it's so important just to be like, I am so blessed with a body that I can move, and I don't need to thrash it. I just need to walk and do a few things and then do that forever. And we feel more in, like we get the energy and the happiness, the endorphins and the mental clarity, the strength and clarity. And we all need that. And I really, life can be hard.
That's actually brought me to your social media as well, actually, because I followed that journey with you and your husband and how real your life is and how much joy you find in it. And it feels to me now that I'm hearing you say that a lot of that comes down to actually just movement of your body, you know, feeling gratitude for that. You've got some strategies, eh?
Well, you kind of have to when things get like ripped away from you and shaken, you know, upside down. You have to like come back to the small things. And like this morning I started my day at 5:30. I met a friend outside my gate and we walked just for 40 minutes on the beach. And like, what a thrill. Like, how lucky am I that I can do that? And I think it's so important to like the small things really are the big things. And like, yeah, it is really hard. I mean, when life is really hard, and for most people, you will go through some really hard, tough things. And if you've got some tools in your toolkit to help you through them and find the joy and even just like get that, the mental health is such a huge part of this life, right? And when we're feeling mentally stronger and capable, and then life, we can handle a lot more. I think.
I didn't think about that actually in terms of Movement Mama and the sort of contagion of, you know, energy and enthusiasm that also comes a part of that, because they get a lot of you and then they also get your sisters and your friends as well, hey?
Yeah. So my sisters, my favourite people in the world, I mean, my brother as well, and my children, and anyway, and my husband, you know, but it's all my sisters. We've always been, well, they annoyed me growing up, but you know, when I got to about 20 or 22, they were my best friends. But they are a big part of Movement Mama and how great it is today, the twins. And my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, is a trainer, and I've got some great friends. And that one of the girls I used to, when I worked at the gym when she was 15, she'd come in, and she's a trainer. And then, you know, we've got wonderful people, a big team, and we all share the same values. And I think that it's really important to know that we are all human and we are all got stuff going on. And I think for me, sharing my side of that stuff is a way for people to go like, oh God, she's got shit. Like, I think Movement Mama worked at the beginning because I had 4 boys, and not many people had 4 young boys really. And I was still exercising. I was showing people that it's doable, you know. And through the Dan's cancer, it was really important. Like, I've always been open with my struggles because it makes people feel less alone with theirs, because no one has everything. And that's so hard to, I mean, even I still battle with that on social media myself. Like, I get myself into bad ebbs and go, oh, you know, life's so tough. And I can't always see that positive, but I always try and come back to it. But I, sharing us, you know, the girls as well, like being really honest on screen, I always said at the start, like, I wanted you, if you saw me in the playground, to know that you would see the same person that you would see online. And I, that, because it's not sustainable if you can't be yourself. And so sharing my struggles has been a huge, you know, the reason why is just to help people feel less alone and supported, because we all just go through hard stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's refreshing in that way. Yeah. As well.
Sometimes I think maybe I, you know, like I like that you see that you think I'm positive, because sometimes I don't feel like I am, but I share. I think people go, you are moaning, but you do it in a positive way. And so I'm like, oh, really? I feel like I'm really negative. But a lot of people say, no, you couldn't be negative. But, you know, it's funny what you think in your own head.
Yeah, well, and it's also unrealistic to have life be, you know, wonderful and amazing all of the time, you know. Can I just ask how much Move It Mama, the app, costs?
Yeah, okay. So just for anyone that is new to Move It Mama, it was just on Facebook. And then this year, or December last year, which 2025, we launched an app. So I spent the whole of 2025 working on that while my husband was in Brisbane Hospital for months and months and months. And the app is now, it's now an app on the App Store. So you can download the app through the website, Move It Mama website, or you can go to Spotify, Apple, or Android. And it is $240 for the year. So $240 for the year, and so that works out to be $20 a month. Or there's like a pay monthly option or a weekly option. But it is so much better than it's ever been. It's so great. And I love that we've got this app, because it's constantly getting worked on, and we're just like, we can improve it and improve it. Where when it was through Facebook, we couldn't do a lot. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, when I just did a stretch session just before, and like people get notified on their phone, like Lisa's live doing a stretch session, so they can just join, you know? So it's really, really cool.
Oh,
I'm really
cool.
Stoked with it.
Yeah. Oh, good on you guys. I mean, I saw it, being launched, and was excited for you. So yeah, good, nice work.
Obviously it's quite nerve-wracking, but I knew from the whole cancer journey, I knew that the community were in there for the long run. Like, I just knew that I it had something really special, and I was like, we need to sort of make this better. So that was the I was AWOL for a long time when Dan was sick, but they all still stuck in there, and they were there. And I was like, we need, you know, this is a real reassuring time for me, and the fact that the community is so strong. So let's just, we've got to be, I mean, people want me to do this when I'm 70, and they like, so we're here for, we're just going to keep doing it.
Good. I love the live aspect, that there's still that available, because I, you know, because there's always that kind of thought about, you know, you buy something and it's all pre-recorded and you just pick and choose. But that live aspect is pretty special.
That was something I fought. That was what I really wanted to replicate, the brand. That was, Move It Mama was built on that, the live. You know, I remember my children spilling milk, and one of the boys came out saying, "Mom, Louis, he spilt the bottle of milk." And I was live, and I remember like saying, "Oh, don't cry over spilt milk." And I just remember that the minute you go to pre-record, you start to try and be perfect, and Move It Mama's not perfect. So I wanted that live function. I'm so stoked that you've mentioned that, because that was a must have. So it's amazing that we've got that.
Yeah.
That took a lot of work, and I don't think there's many like exercise apps that do that. It's just pre-recorded.
Yeah, I agree. So beautiful. And for anyone that's not exercised for a long time, what would you say here?
I've got a program for you. My program is called, why have I forgotten? I've got a mind blank. Anyway, it's about like just come for a walk with me. And so, well, you know, you just start small. You don't give yourself this whole big, oh, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. No, you're not. You're just going to make it sustainable. I'm going to walk today and then I might do, you know, I think, again, it's that feeling of achievement. So if you have not done anything, like if you've just haven't exercised for so long, if you've had babies and you need to repair your core, Move It Mama has everything in there for you to do that. We've got that, you know, one step at a time is the program it's called. Okay. And it's about, and I'm talking you through it. So there's like all these sessions and we start from the beginning and we just go for a 10-minute walk and I'm in your ears telling you and I'm reframing. We reframe the idea of, we say, you know how we're saying like, oh, I don't exercise. You reframe to, I exercise. I'm an exerciser. And we have to talk to ourselves like that. It sounds so like minuscule, but it's so powerful. So instead of saying like, oh, I do nothing, I exercise. And then you come and we go for a walk. And then the next day we do, you know, 10 squat, we do some body weight stuff. And we keep it achievable because I think we want to feel success. We don't want to feel like you can't do it because then you won't want to keep going. So I think that's really key.
Yeah, and it's also such a personal journey too. I love that you walk, you know, literally. It's
totally, and we're all different ages. And like, I'm 43 now, and my training style has changed so much since I was 33. And I think that's so important to honor that as well. Like, you, the day that I'm walking with you, maybe you're not feeling great, and that's okay too. Like, we're all got, and you might have you might have a really stressful thing going on with your family. And we've honored that because we're not just I remember someone calling me a machine back in the early days. And like, no, I'm not a machine because when we're women especially, we're not machines. We cycle, we ebb and we flow, and we have to work with our body, not against it.
So we always end with top tips. I'm going to push this to you, Lisa, but I do want you to think about some kind of clear guidance around parents maybe feeling, or women feeling guilty, that this be a personal journey, and you can add whatever you like.
Yeah, that is a really good, I was going to talk about that, like the guilt thing with our own well-being is such a huge thing, isn't it? And this is why Move It Mama worked so well as well, because it was from home. So you're not going to your partner, oh, when are you going to be home? I need to go to the gym for an hour and a half, because it's a kind of like a 15-minute drive, maybe hour class. So that's, I broke that barrier by exercising from home. Like, and I really think it is so, once you learn how good it makes you feel, and once you realize it makes you a better mother, there shouldn't be any guilt around it, because your children are going to get a better version of you. Your friends are going to get a better version of you. Your husband or partner is going to get a better version of you. So, and it's a very minuscule amount of time in your day. So a 20-minute workout is not long. And if you're organized, like I was, when the kids were little, I used to wait till it was like snack time. And I'd be like, get their snacks, 4 little plates and 4 drink bottles. And I'd set them up. And it was their snack time, and mum was going to exercise in front of them for them to see the change in my mood. I remember always thinking that too, like I'd be a bit grumpy. I didn't really want to do it, but I knew after I did the exercise and when they'd finished their snacks, we would have a lot more energy together to go off and have a great day. And they would see that, and they saw that it made mummy a better mummy. So like, how you can't, that doesn't, the guilt thing has to go. And also I remember another thing. I would do the work, I would exercise, and then I'd actually quite enjoy hanging out the washing. It just made those kinds of mundane tasks more enjoyable because I knew I'd done something for me. So if we're trudging around the house feeling crap about ourselves, mothering, feeling bogged down, yet you think you can't exercise for 20 minutes because you feel guilty, turn it around and go, imagine how much more positive and happier I'll be if I started to feel really good about myself. And that you, that's how you can kind of disperse the guilt.
That's an incredible answer. What I got from that was the 3 tips that I was looking for. 1, exercise from home. It's manageable and it's doable, and you've broken that barrier. 2, get really familiar with what you get out of that activity. And that includes positivity, more energy, and a better self, sense of self.
Yeah.
And then 3, organize your world for just 20 minutes.
Yeah. And we have to be, my dad used to always say, kiddo, if you fail to plan, plan to fail. And I just think in life, like, we have to, and especially when you've got kids, you have to, like, if I know it's hard to be organized all the time, but it does help if you can just, honestly, even if you just organize that time frame to exercise, that will make organizing everything else flow better.
Mm. Beautiful. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm very motivated.
Are you?
Yeah. Honestly.
You going to join?
I'm excited. Am I going to? I'm so keen to join. I do work out.
Are you
out.
Worried to join or like?
I have an exercise kind of schedule inside of my week. There's room for this for me. And I am excited by, well, you and kind of like it's, you know, an opportunity to hang out with you and your people. And the other thing about it too is that it just makes life so much easier. My schedule at the moment is quite complicated. It's beautiful. But I'm thinking about, oh, I can do this. Yeah.
It is interesting because if you've got something that works for you, make it work for you. But also, you know, it's a lifelong journey. So if it's not for you right now, it might be for you in 6 months, you know. And it's so exciting that we're now educated enough to know that it's not just back in the day where it was slog on the treadmill and cross trainer for an hour. Like it's actually, you know, we've got this permission that it's actually really good for us to do a range of and variety of movement. And that's the exciting part, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for having me. I loved talking with you.
Yeah. Yeah, and you too. You go well.
You too. Bye.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us today.
We hope you've learned that while parenting is challenging sometimes, that's totally normal. It's been fun having you with us. Keep being amazing.